from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their opponent coming up, the team with the best record in Major League Baseball. Not exactly what you want to see when you're trying to hang on to first place in your division. The Dodgers, 84-56. That series starting tomorrow. And man, that will be fun. It Jeff Phelps here, basking right there.
It's interesting you say that. The baseball race is looking to go down to the wire. So follow all of the news on 92.3 The Fan and the Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online at T-Mobile.com/switch.
What do you think of this series? I mean, let's go big picture. You ready? Is it a World Series preview, Andy?
No.
Dan, did you just laugh? Was that a chuckle I heard? Or?
I made no change in facial expression.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because I've learned that in the postseason, it's all on the table.
Ask the Arizona Diamondbacks, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I think this is an interesting time to play these guys. I hate it. I think the Dodgers are really good. They have some terrific talent, and you're playing in L.A., and you know, they're good there, so that's not good. Mm-hmm. But you want to toughen up even more for what's ahead?
Yeah,
it might be a great way to do it, Andy.
I agree with you on that, but I also, you know, just as we've been skipping around and looking at the entire season as a whole and trying to figure out how things are going to play out, I'm more so looking at six games rather than three. How will they do? Like, you're playing one of the toughest teams and you're playing the worst team in baseball. You've got L.A. and then you got the White Sox right after that. So that's your next six games. So I'm looking at it as a bigger six-game window than I am more than a three-game window. So just win one in L.A., and I think you'll be okay. I think the goal should be win one in L.A., two in Chicago, and you're fine. You just get to stay status quo for the most part. I know we're watching to see what the Twins and the Royals are doing along the way here, but I think you have to look at all six games rather than just the three, because these games are going to be tough in Los Angeles. There's no doubt about it.
It's hard to argue with that. I agree with you on that. If you can go 3-3 in the next six, that's fine. One thing that's been really convenient for the Guardians as of late, the Twins and Royals haven't been playing very good baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the Twins right now rather than, you know, having to wait? Because you've got Dodgers, White Sox, Tampa Bay, and then the Twins at home. That's going to be a great homestand with Tampa Bay and Minnesota coming in here. It's going
to
be fun.
The one thing that's tough, though, to me, I can't, in baseball especially, you can't look at, boy, this is the great time to play them, unless you're, like, out starting pitching. You know what I mean? To me, anything can happen in a baseball game. So you could be playing, and they've had trouble with the White Sox this year. You know, they have the White Sox coming up. I'm not confident about that because they've had trouble with the White Sox. They seem to play them well.
I kind of feel better against the White Sox now than I did in the beginning of the season. Yeah, just kind of.
You don't believe in Grady Sizemore as a manager?
Well, I believe in Grady as a manager.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe in him
Andy
as a Baskin Sizemore and like as a manager.
Andy Baskin doesn't like Grady Sizemore. 216-474-0092.
Putting words in my mouth. No, I just feel like,
if they're truly
going to be a competitive team that can play in the playoffs, Chicago should not be a problem for the last three games of this trip.
Brian Rocchio has been hitting the ball a little bit better, coming off a big game. Are you sold?
No.
Do you think he's your shortstop of the future on this team?
Not right now, I don't.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
I've watched his bat from the beginning of the season. I know, and you're going to say, well, look at Omar. When Omar was in Seattle, you said that yesterday.
I said that the other day.
It's still sticking in my craw.
Do you, you're not convinced? I just think he's...
I'm not convinced. Especially because of the depth in the organization at middle infield that I
think although they keep trading some of that away.
It's all right.
I keep turning it into center fielders.
I think that the organization feels like if this doesn't work out, it's okay. We've got plan A, B, C. So I just think he's not... He's going to have to perform better at the plate to maintain and keep this position for a long-term period.
I have a hard time disagreeing with that, except for one thing. And he's really good with a glove. And he and Jimenez together are
is Miles Straw.
Are a nice combination. Well, that's a valid point. I would say that, and though center field is an important spot, I would say shortstop's a more important spot defensively. I do think that Rocchio probably has until Travis Bazzana being ready for the majors to prove himself.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And I totally agree with you. But there might be some bumps along the way where if they need more offense, I think he's okay if the rest of the lineup is hitting.
I would agree with that.
He'll be all right. You can hide a shortstop that is hitting 225, 235, right? You can kind of hide that guy.
Well, in this day and age, 235 gets you a contract extension.
So, yeah, but I look at him and I'm like, okay, I just can't buy all the way in. It's hard. I don't know. Should it be that way with your shortstop?
You know, he hit well in the minors. I know that's the minors. Usually if a guy can hit decently in the minors, you got to figure he can hit decently in the majors because, eventually you're playing the same guys, aren't you? If they move up and you improve and you get better, I would think his bat will get better. But I do think that there's a timeline in place. Bazzana's the guy that they're not going to fast track, but I would think he's on a fast track because as a college player with a ton of college experience, I would think he'll be major league ready sooner than a young guy, who you drafted out of the Dominican or out of high school.
Yeah.
And comes in. I would think we could see Bazzana as soon as next year, but more likely 2026, which might give Rocchio next year to prove himself at shortstop. Because once Bazzana is ready to go, then you have a decision to make. Is he going to play second base? Everything we've heard says he plays second base. So then what do you do with Jimenez, who, if he can win a gold glove at second base, could at the very least be really good at his natural position, the position that he's played, at least I shouldn't say natural, the position he played coming up through the minors for the most part. So yeah, I think Rocchio has a chance, Andy, to win that job.
The opportunity's there for him. Yeah, I don't think there's – I think it's there. It's just how long is he going to hang on to it? And, I think when you look at inspiration, if you're a guy like him, look right next to you. Look at Jose Ramirez. No one thought he was going to be who he became.
Jose looked like a utility infielder.
I didn't think it was kind of like, oh, well, he's playing here, and let's see what Lindor does, because Lindor's going to buy – but in the end –
Who's that guy in left field? Oh, that's Jose Ramirez.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Played the outfield a little bit and finally figured it all out. Man, he's the poster child for don't lock me into something,
Can I ask a question? I don't know if this is, it's a little bit off, but when are we allowed to look at magic numbers for this team?
Why not now?
Can we? Because it's under 20?
I don't know. I think,
Dan,
I think,
when's it fair to look 10. At magic number?
I think 10.
It's your life. Live it as you see fit.
Oh, come on. Give me an answer. At what point?
Hasn't he just been the contrarian all day?
Yeah, I mean,
day?
Like, there's times where you'd be like, oh, look, the magic number right now, 19 on the Twins, 18 on the Royals.
The analytical breakdowns tell us that.
Yeah, I mean, you should like this, the magic number stuff.
It's a number, Dan.
I'm not telling you how to live your life. You look at it when you want. If it brings you joy, do it. If it's not hurting anybody, do it.
Somebody hurt your dog or something yesterday? What?
No, that's truly how I feel about it.
But with 23 games left, is it fair to start looking at magic numbers and in the depression that you seem to be in right now?
Sure. You could have started in April. I don't care. It makes you happy. Do it. It's not hurting anybody.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. What's going on with him today?
It's truly how I feel about it. If you wanted to do it in April, I'd be like, I find that silly. But, hey, man, it brings you happiness.
All right. If you're looking
short, smile.
Would you rather look at the WAR, the WHIP, or for the magic number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, anything he's going to get me fired.
Whip is just going to stop talking. Whip doesn't mean as much to Dan as War.
He's really grumpy.
Wins above replacement.
He's really grumpy today. I'm not feeling it. I think you did this to him. I think you made him grumpy this
Why time. Did I do that?
I don't know. I just feel that way.
I don't think I did.
I don't want to blame myself.
I'm the co-host who brings him joy.
As far as you know.
Print the t-shirt.
Yes. I think if you want to look at magic numbers, you absolutely can.
Well, what is it?
If you're going to scoreboard
what
watch,
is it?
I just said it. It's
23?
What is it? 19 on the Twins and 18 on the Royals.
Okay. Well, we're closing in on my number of 10. So
hopefully we'll be able to talk about it by the end of the weekend.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, just for you.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wait, is that possible? Yeah. 19. No, that's not possible. If in a sweep, right, and they lose all three.
I'll poke fun of you. Far.
What? So, well, you can only take six off that magic number, right? 13?
I forget what the network that it's carried on is, but on Friday nights, and I say this because Shohei Ohtani is just absolutely on fire.
Apple?
I am mesmerized when Japanese baseball comes on TV, and I've been watching it like crazy on Fridays. At least I think it's only on Fridays. And it looks like the signal gets sent back here, and it's broadcast by somebody in the States.
You know what? I think Chris Rose's brother is in charge of that. Yeah.
I think that you've told me that.
Yeah.
I love watching it, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch some of the talent there. It's really cool. And I always look, I wonder if the Guardians could get him.
Oh, you're watching Japanese baseball. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought for a second there, I thought you were like, you were watching Major League Baseball.
No.
Okay.
I'm watching the Japanese baseball. Gotcha. You know the thing that cracks me up about it?
You really watch Japanese baseball?
We got to start.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Japanese baseball is awesome. It's a lot of fun.
I watch it.
More than anything else, we got to steal the singing and the dancing. That's the main thing that's got to happen.
That's too soccer for
me. Is it more like college football, or what is it?
It's like soccer. Every single player, basically, and I know Korea does this, and I think Japan does a little bit too, has basically their own chant, song, and dance that goes along with it with the crowd. Like, these people are on their feet the entire time. It's a good time, man.
The one thing that I find interesting about the whole thing, the number of Japanese players who have come over and been successful, especially at pitchers who may not throw 95 miles an hour, might throw 90, but they know how to pitch, and then they become valuable to major league teams. I think that's really interesting. And I wonder when the hitters start to maybe have more of an impact. Ohtani is, you know, there was Ichiro, right? There, Ohtani. And there have been a couple of other guys. But I wonder when the overall level of talent becomes such that we just see a huge influx of Japanese players. Because I think it could happen.
I wonder if you're right, but I also partially wonder if this is the whole, oh, the British have fantastic TV shows. We need to see all these British TV shows. Well, yeah, because you're getting the best version of all of them.
Yeah.
And in reality, there's a lot of garbage that's over there, too.
But well, that's true.
Oh, Doctor Who is fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Downton Abbey is tremendous. But
Have you watched any of the Viking shows?
Okay.
Are those British?
Something is
Outlander. Oh,
something in this is happening in a current professional sports league that makes me laugh, and I love it. And I'll explain next on Baskin and Phelps.
I'm looking forward to that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.